Hi, and thank you so much for calling customer service. My name is Shani, and I am the supervisor that will be further assisting you. May I please start by getting the first and last name to locate the account, please?
I am Tina. It's T-E-E-N-A. Last name is Ehrman, E-H-R-M-A-N.
Okay. Thank you, Ms. Ehrman. Can you verify the address on file for me?
455 Gibbs Street, New Waverly, Texas, 77358.
Okay, thank you for that. I do have the account located here. This is for the Hype Watch and the Hype Pause that was ordered back on March the 6th. And how can I help you?
Well, I took a survey or did something, and that was a promotional item that was offered with only having to pay, I think, the shipping and handling, which it's already came out of my account. I think that was last week. And today, I see that yesterday, there's a charge for those items at $69.97, which is totally unexpected. And I talked to the young lady. They are on my desk in my office. They are unopened. And I believe... I strongly feel like this was not fully explained or understood, and I want that charge removed. It is sitting in the pending area in my bank account. I've already sent my bank a notice not to pay that because it's unauthorized. Now, to avoid anything else, I would like that amount of money returned back to my account.
Okay, and let me explain what initially happened and why you're being billed at $69.97. The $5.97 as well as the $7.92 for your watch and your Hype Pause, again, that was a promotionary offer, Ms. Ehrman, which allowed a trial period of 14 days for you to try out your watch as well as your Hype Pause. Now, when you didn't cancel within your 14-day trial, it does bill you the full retail price for both, which is $69.97 for the watch, and then there's also an additional charge that hasn't been applied to the account yet for the EarPods, and the full price for the EarPods is $64.97.
Good God Almighty.
Yes, ma'am.
Let's just get to the bottom of this.
Now, when you went ahead and you went forward with disputing the $69.97.
Huh?
You said that you went forward with disputing the charge with your bank. Is that correct?
Yes, I have no idea.
Now, when you go,
coming. I tell you what I want to do: either return my money to my bank account now and get rid of what else is coming out for some EarPods. I will gladly send these things back to you, but with the mail being the way it has been for the last year, I do not think it is fair for me to have to wait to get $140 or $150 back from you guys until you say you received those products back.
Okay. Well, we only charge you right now $69.97. And Ms. Ehrman, with you going forward and disputing the $69.97, I can't issue a refund. Because what happens when you dispute charges like this, we do have to send over the verification of your account to your bank. So that way they can determine whether or not the account is fraudulent, and which it's not. It's just you were not aware that you were in that trial period at the time. But it was per your consent to those terms and conditions that we were able to automatically bill the account when you didn't cancel your trial.
I don't care about that. I don't want these goddamn things.
Well, in order to help you out with a refund, in order to help you out with a refund, Ms. Ehrman, you don't have to return anything. I got everything canceled, so we are avoiding the secondary charge of the $64.97 as far as the EarPods. But being that you've disputed the $69.97, I can't issue a refund. Now, if you'd like some type of a refund for the $69.97 charge, you'll have to get your bank to give us a call and verify that there is no further dispute with that charge before we can help you with a refund. Other than that, what's going to happen is that they'll further that dispute and they'll overturn the charge of the $69.97, so you won't be refunded. So we want to prevent that from happening.
No,
and if we could just speak with the bank.
I'm going to do. You do what you have to do. You put this thing through, the one that's pending at the bank, fine. Take it. Take $70. When the ear thing comes through in another few days, take that too.
No, there's no additional charge to come through, Ms. Ehrman. I've canceled that out so you don't receive the secondary charge.
Well, you have a good evening, and you guys continue to do what you do.
Okay, well, we're trying to assist you with a refund, Ms. Ehrman.
No, you're not.
But I can't issue the refund until we speak with you.